Let's get going again. It's another good day, Wednesday, the 29th of February. You will not, Richie, get anywhere today or any day without having a rudder on your ship.
Pretty much.
Roberta is the sailor among us. You like rudders?
Yes. What's a small rudder.
I'm a motor rudder.
It's just rudders. They are the way I like to think about rudders. Not so much in powered boats, but I remember some of the old boats. You had to move the rudder around to actually make the boat work. There's two different kinds of rudders. The one that actually helps you steer the boat. But you know the old ones, Roberta? Did you ever see those instead of a sail, you just kind of move the rudder back and forth and it propels the boat? Yeah, not very fast, but you can get across a small pond.
Yeah, you still need a sail, though. But that's what we do in light wind, or we have no wind. That's how we kind of move the boat along.
Moving around. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of having a rudder is because you're looking at where you're going, and you kind of, if you are left adrift or you just go with the currents, you're not going to, if I can take that analogy and go somewhere with it. Mm-hmm. Do you like my analogies? Every day I try to come up with a different analogy. Like my analogies.
This one's deep. Keep going.
It is deep, yeah, Rich. If you look at where you're going and you can get there in a straight line, that's cool. But most of the time, especially if you're on the water, there's a current and you can't, so you keep being taken down the river and you have to paddle back up again. And that's the way it is with goals, I think. You're always going to be distracted. We always have something that has some momentum that constantly takes us away from our mark. Always. I know you find that hard to believe with me. Bada-bum. But there.
Never.
Thank you.
By the way, no rudders in a powerboat.
No. In a powerboat, you don't need... Well, you've got to have... Under the water, where the propeller is, you got to have something that steers the boat. Well,
technically, the propeller steers the boat.
Yeah, the props.
The props move.
The motor moves, and the props steer the boat.
Really?
The motor acts like your rudder, and then you have trim tabs on the bigger boats.
It's a little different from a sailboat.
All right. Let's talk about police. Something that happened, actually, in Richie's backyard a couple of years ago.
Okay.
There was the police in Prince George's County.
Oh, not my backyard, brother.
I thought that was your backyard.
That's
over in Maryland. I was thinking it was.
It's in Maryland, but it's the part of Maryland you don't want to go to.
Okay. So the SWAT team conducts a drug raid on the home of the mayor. They didn't find any drugs, but because they didn't like the fact that the two dogs that the mayor had were barking at them.
Yeah, he had two German shepherds.
They shot them both.
Yeah.
No.
And they held his mother-in-law at gunpoint for a long time.
They went to the wrong
mayor?
Address. It was the mayor, not of the county, of one of the small towns in the county.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they went to the wrong address for a drug raid.
Yeah.
His dogs started going crazy. They shot the dogs.
Yeah.
Ugh. It was a big story here.
So now, the follow-up on the story is... This guy has, they settled a lawsuit for millions, apparently, but he's now on the way to the state legislature to get reforms for the way SWAT teams are used, because in the years since they were organized or originated or started or whatever, they have, as is the case with pretty much everything else in government, they have usurped power. They have their own vehicles. They have their own guns. They have their own uniforms. And they don't get used for anything if there's no need. The SWAT guys sit around and do nothing.
Well, not in PG.
Really? Why? Because they're always out?
They stay busy. PG is...
Prince George's County.
Prince George's County borders Washington, D.C., as well as Montgomery County.
So it's a
drug,
it's an element. You're telling us there's an element.
Montgomery
there.
County is the upscale. That's where all the billionaires and zillionaires and the celebrities live. And PG County is, it's the ghetto.
I thought that that most people that had any money lived over in McLean, Virginia.
In Virginia, on the Virginia side, yes. Arlington County, Fairfax County are the big things.
So
in Alexandria.
What do we think of this idea? That's really why I brought this up. As you look at what we're spending, again, tax considerations here are at the top. how much money we spend for police. You hear these same arguments from these same people. Oh, if you cut our budget, you're weakening the police effectiveness. Meanwhile, the police have figured out how to get more cars, more guns, more unit, more of everything. And so when you stand up to them, they throw this. It's the same thing with the military. It's the same thing with the Defense Department. As soon as you throw up something that calls for accountability and some kind of intelligent management, all of these kookaburra, all these people have a stake, start yelling and screaming, oh, you're cutting down on law enforcement and you're cutting the Defense Department. You're going to leave us vulnerable. At what point do you really believe that that's the truth? Who really believes that? 800-510-8255. This guy has become a crusader. His name is Chai Calvo. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this guy. All I know is that he's become a national force in government, working to have things like these SWAT teams put in their place. Make them usable only when there is a specific risk to the safety of others, a specific purpose for their being there, not just in routine matters. And certainly, in the case of this drug thing, I mean, I don't know, it can't be that bad a neighborhood if the mayor lives there.
No, they have nice neighborhoods there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So who agrees or disagrees with that contention? 800-510-8255. Richie, do you have a SWAT team in your community that's specifically assigned to the police department? In your
community? Sure.
And what do they do?
For example, when we had the sniper shootings years ago.
They weren't in your neighborhood, were they?
Sure they were.
I thought they were on the interstate.
Oh, no. There was one 5 minutes from my house.
Really?
Two of them, actually, within 5 to 10 minutes of my house.
Mm-hmm.
They would respond to those kinds of things. We had two cops get shot 5 years ago. Those are some of the bigger cases. But there are definitely, I mean, we're in a large metropolitan area where there's some crazy stuff that happens every now and then, and you need some, you know, do they respond to something every day, every week? No.
Mm-hmm.
But there are situations throughout the course of the year where, there's some kind of a standoff, and you need somebody who's trained to be able to go in there and take care of things. So in this community, I would say, sure, we're in a large, large metropolitan area. New York, yes. Los Angeles, yes.
Framingham has a SWAT team. Why does Framingham need a SWAT team?
I wouldn't think Framingham would.
Framingham
has a SWAT team.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just use something from Boston?
Well, that's the point. One of the things, I'm running for town meeting. That'll be interesting when I get into the town meeting. I'm going to go right for all of this stuff. The amount of money that is spent for things like this in towns like mine is ridiculous. And we keep rolling over to it, or the feds say, we'll give you the money. The feds aren't giving you a damn thing. It's your money being recycled. And I was just thinking about this down here, Roberta. I read an article.
Well, it isn't. It isn't.
How do you figure it isn't?
Well, the feds are giving you, in Framingham, my money, too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. This is a universal
statement. So you're getting services using my money.
Why? I don't want to use your money for that.
You don't, but everybody else does.
Where?
Everybody else.
I think if everybody in town knew, but it's the same thing. My money from Framingham is going down to help you do things to buy new cruisers in Prince George's County. Why?
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
And the only guy who's speaking about it is Ron Paul. The only person that's speaking about this kind of stuff, how these things have gotten totally out of control, why we need $2 trillion more dollars to borrow, is because of stuff like this. And they will say and try to convince you that the reason we have to have it is otherwise we'll be unprotected. What are you talking about?
We're killing our old, we're starving our kids,
right.
We're giving them a horrible education, and you could be attacked at any moment.
Right.
In your house or in the country.
That's it. Scare, fear.
That's what they use.
Scare, fear. Scare, fear. And you're silly enough to take it. You know, stand up, don't go to the Seligman's meeting, don't go to the city council meeting. You don't write letters to your state rep or your state senator or to the congressman. You just let them go do all this foolish stuff.
Well,
Well, it's foolish.
I would venture to say that most of the people that listen to talk radio are involved and up to speed on what's going on. It's your neighbors who you need to get
involved. The other guy.
Well, it's not so much the other guy, but, you know, remember when you were 23 and you could vote, yet you were stupid?
No, I was never stupid, and I always voted.
Well, you're
I ran for office when I was 23.
Right, you're an anomaly. When I was 23, I was a moron.
I'm young and stupid.
Right. I didn't know what I was doing. Okay, I went in and I pulled the trigger. But did I really know what I was doing? Mm. You know, Jennifer was smart. Roberto was super.
I always did. I took my voting very seriously.
Yeah.
I voted in every election.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure,
I mean,
most
people in this country, I voted in every election.
Yeah, but you voted
really?
For some Maroney.
No, I voted for Reagan.
No, I'm talking about, did you vote for local? Did you vote in the local election?
No idea. No idea what I was doing.
Perfect.
None. Zero. Zilch. Tell you, I was a moron.
The average elector. There he is, folks. The average voter.
I just know more about it.
Fan.
I was.
Yeah.
Now I'm educated. Somewhere.
Really? According to
who? Yeah. According to who?
800-510-8255.
Bottom line is talk radio listeners are usually...
I think better informed,
you're right.
Better informed than most, whether they're informed about the truth or whether there's a spin attached to it. I think that you could apply...
They're interested in the information and they apply the information.
Right. The Defense Department budget and the police and those sorts of things, I think the large majority of people who listen, especially to the right of center shows, would disagree with my point of view. And we got to have them. If we don't have them, we're going to get this, that, or
I don't think anybody disagrees that there's mismanagement and waste, fraud, and abuse.
It's really amazing.
Whether they think we need the amount of protection that we have, that might be where you disagree.
Right. All right, so let's write that down.
Sure.
Rich and I agree to disagree. February
29th, on the tablet.
2012. Right, exactly. It's 19 past the hour on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends.
Are
you sand or snow?
Clothes.
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Well, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, look at what time it is now. 21 after the hour.
Booyah!
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Wait a minute.
Watch the news.
Wait a minute.
The news. That's all you need to do.
No,
every now and then, turn on the television set and watch the news.
Where did
did you see the Dodger game last night?
You just love to make noise. And
I'm not making
be
noise.
Heard. Yeah, you are. You're making a lot of noise.
I'm not making noise at all.
You're making a lot of noise.
Jennifer, you realize we never argue like this?
I'm wearing pink underwear.
I find it hard to believe.
What color is your underwear, Roberta?
Black.
Really?
Even lace underwear doesn't
weapons.
Shut them up. This is amazing.
Because they know it's on us. Like, whatever.
You don't think she's attractive?
No. I need a really pretty face. But hey, that's me.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, let's say.
The CEO of Pizza Hut said that when he was in college, he used to bring his dates to Pizza Hut. Yeah. When asked where he brought them on the second date, he said, there were no second dates. Really, that's not a place where you seal the deal, really. And Santorum has attacked President Obama and calling him a snob. He is a snob for saying he wants every kid in America to go to college. What a snobby thing to say that. Well, you can't blame Santorum. The more people go to college, less chance they'll have of being elected. So it makes perfect sense, really, when you say it. Makes perfect sense. See, I think this was very clever on Santorum's part. See, he was trying to pick up the dumbass vote left behind by Rick Perry.
Things did not go well at the Daytona 500 over the weekend. For the first time ever, the race was postponed on Sunday because of rain. And then last night, when the race finally resumed, there was a huge explosion when driver Juan Pablo Montoya crashed into a safety truck filled with about 200 gallons of jet fuel. And I went, which is, that's the safety truck? How safe could something filled with 200 gallons of jet fuel be? And then after the crash, the race had to be delayed for another 2 hours while Montoya and the driver of the safety truck exchanged insurance information. So it was
check this out. A wildlife park in Louisiana says that two of its female chimps managed to get pregnant, even though all of its male chimps have had vasectomies. Or as one wildlife official put it, well, that's weird. So look at the zebras. Let's look at the zebras over here. Look at that. You ever seen a zebra that like that?
The candidate kind of getting lost in the shuffle, of course, is Newt Gingrich. Of all the candidates, though, Newt Gingrich has the most Twitter followers. He's the Ashton Kutcher of the Republican Party. Well, just to be clear, I'm referring to Twitter followers, not about cheating on your wife.
All right, some of the comedic cuts from last night's late-night talk shows, the funny stuff. Here's Ellen DeGeneres from her program yesterday sharing some funny text message auto-corrections.
All right, so you know when you text somebody, autocorrect tries to correct the words for you. Sometimes it gets it right, sometimes it gets it very, very wrong, which is what we enjoy when you send us these. This is Mallory Zepeda from Oregon City, Oregon. What did you try to send me? It won't come through. It was a picture of my crotch with pillows. OMG, couch, couch, not crotch. Autocorrect. Thanks, autocorrect. Emily Asbury in Dry Creek, West Virginia sent this. Did you like the first song I sent you? OMG, I love it. Yes, it's very pretty. I dig her voice, too. Well, I'm heading to bed. Make sure and send me any more wonderful dongs that pop out of you. Night. Ah. Julie Greer in Chelsea, Massachusetts. Mom needs help setting up her phone. Don't actually need to call Verizon. She should just be able to plug her phone into her cooter and activate the mail. Right. Computer, not...
That's it. Okay.
Love it.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. While I hate to be the bearer of bad news, we just saw another round of fare hikes and ancillary fees at the airlines. Here's what's happening out there. It all started with Delta a few weeks ago, when the airline raised its fares by $10 each way on flights that are longer than 1,500 miles. The other airlines, like United, US Air, and American, matched it almost immediately. But the real news was that then, low-fare carriers like Southwest, AirTran, and Frontier matched it as well. Well, guess what, boys and girls? It's happening again. Southwest raised its fares, this time by $5 each way. And what a surprise? Within days, all the other major U.S. carriers followed suit. And the reason? Rising fuel costs. We've seen it at the pump, and the airlines are no exception. Then, there's Spirit Airlines. No, they're not charging to compensate for rising fuel costs. They've added $2 for an unintended consequences fee. Believe me, you can't make this up. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
This has been happening since the accident.
For Detective Britton, life changed in the blink of an eye.
Your mind created an entire reality. But your wife survived in one and your son in the other.
Tonight on NBC, the new series, Awake. Two dreams, one reality.
I close my eyes. I'm awake with my wife. I open them. I'm awake with my son.
Don't miss what critics are calling the most original show of 2012. Awake, the new series, premieres tonight on NBC.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Congratulations, Jennifer.
Thank you, Doug. Congratulations to you.
Hey, you're pregnant.
Like Snooki?
Right, yeah. What's the story with that? Other than she obviously got close to...
People everywhere that are trying to get pregnant are really... They have to be rolling over about this one, don't you think?
Rolling... How would...
I'm not trying to get pregnant. I'm angry about this.
The fact that it is something that people pay attention to is the fact that people pay attention to what she does at all.
I think because she's, well, you're right, why people even care. But the fact that she lives her life on TV, and what gets me is that, you know, her fame comes from being a party girl and from drinking all the time and being crazy and... Now what? I mean, obviously she's 3 or 4 months pregnant, people are saying, so that's probably out. But does that mean her career on Jersey Shore is over? Probably.
Well, what is it? She is, her status is that of a person who is really good at nothing except getting attention, i.e. the Kardashians, Paris Hilton, Richie's daughter. What's her first name?
Juliana?
Nicole Richie.
Yeah. You're talking about our Richie.
No.
Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
You're talking about. But see, the thing with Nicole Richie is she has kind of turned it around, and she has her own fashion line now, and she's going to be judging this new reality show. And even the Kardashians, say what you will about them, they have an empire of clothes and makeup and everything. At least they have something. Uh-huh. Snooki hasn't gotten to that point yet. She really is just a reality star.
She's a nothing. Right, when you compare that to other things that are important that are going on, I decided to change my flight pattern literally yesterday because of what was going on in the Midwest. I was supposed to be in the Midwest today, and that didn't work because of the situation that just pretty much traveled all the way sort of up and across from south of Missouri through Tennessee and Kentucky, Southern Illinois was affected. There was a tornado about 15 miles from where my mother grew up and where my grandparents lived in Ashley, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And 12 people
devastating.
Now.
Devastating. Those photos are...
Oh, you see those. And so, again, here we are talking about Snooki because that seems to have, when I look through a lot of the material that's floating around that people are talking about today, there's as much attention being given to Snooki and her pregnancy as there is to the 12 people who were killed after all those twisters swept across the Midwest yesterday. It just seems kooky, cockeyed, crazy. It bothers me, and why should it bother me? Unless I'm just telling stories from my perspective, because that's what we do. You tell your story, I tell my story. But the story that relates to people is, you know, people like to hear what we're thinking, but they also want to know what's going on in the world. And so you look at this and you see, in terms of reporting time, as much time is being given to Snooki as to the twisters in the Midwest. And it just, there's something, you know how used to be in the old legal shows, they showed the scales of justice?
Right.
Yeah, they're supposed to be equal.
Just doesn't seem right, does it?
Doesn't. No. The good news, sort of, when it comes to all the international relations and international problems that we seem to have because of the fact that people, generally speaking, are crazy, North Korea has agreed to halt all nuclear testing.
Yeah, that's a good news story today.
Well, it's a. I guess I'll ask the question: is it a good news story, and do you buy it? 800-510-8255. Do you buy? There are people who are cynics who want us, you know, the people who twist and turn things around, who want us to waste more money on our not on the military per se. I'm not talking about the personnel. I'm talking about, because we don't spend enough money on them. I'm talking about armaments and equipment and things. We need bad guys. And the news media, once again, the snooze media is a willing co-conspirator. So whenever, like the Iranian thing, in the deepest soul of my gut, there's something about what we are being told about what's going on in Iran. We don't have the whole picture. There's something going on there that is manipulative. Do you know what I mean? We are being told things, or we're being led to think things about Iran. We know that the people who run Iran are irresponsible, idiotic, just something off of the path of normalcy. The people in Iran, however, are not. And that's the strangest thing. If you understand the people, and I thought it was interesting at the Academy Awards the other night, and we didn't really talk much about that guy, the Iranian who won the... was the best short
foreign film or something? Best short,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the best foreign film. That guy had a very clear message.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't coming from Ahmadinejad jacket or the Ayatollah Bungalunga. Right?
But, right.
I mean, he said, I think it was something like, I speak for the Iranian people.
For the people, yes.
Yeah.
Which, when's the last time you heard that? Speaking for the Iranian people. I mean, there's a lot of people over there who just happen to have to live under these crazy.
Well, the lady that runs the clinic in Los Angeles that I go to for EECP treatment is an Iranian. She was born there. She was educated partially there, came to this country when she was a teenager to finish her education. Her father is well educated to the point he was a prominent doctor, owns some hospitals in Iran. And, you know, there are a lot of people from her family who have come over here. I'm trying to think. There's somebody else I met recently that came from Iran. And they basically say, you don't really understand what's going on. And whatever problems we have, I mean, they go back to the Shah, which I think it was in the early 70s. No, it was Jimmy Carter who was responsible for brushing the Shah of Iran out of it. Now, he was no friend to the people in that he'd run the country like a despot for the benefit of his own family. But we, in a naive way, under Carter, who was pretty naive, we allowed a revolution which brought different leadership. But was it better leadership? The answer is no. And people say, well, it was a democracy. Did you notice the last time there was an election in Iran? is the same as in Iraq. If you didn't vote for the people, well, it wasn't the same. That's not really true. Because in Iraq, if you didn't vote for Saddam Hussein, you get shot.
Get it. Yeah.
But in Iran, the ruling groups didn't put forth alternatives. And I wonder how much different that is than our
I know.
than our system here.
Well, your man and yeah, vote yes or no.
That's right, exactly. 800-510-8255. All right, so here's Mike wants to be heard on the North Korean nuclear program. You buying this information, Mike?
No, I don't, because North Koreans, they've been playing us since the 90s. Every time we give them food, they don't come through on their side. And all the food we give them, instead of going to the North Koreans who are hungry and needy, they give it to their army and all the people of privilege over there.
What are you talking about?
I might have heard only part of it on the radio. Just what you were saying about how we're giving food to the North Koreans.
I didn't say that.
And in exchange,
did I say that, Jennifer?
I don't think so.
I didn't say anything about food.
We were just wondering if you believed that they were suspending their nuclear program.
No, I don't believe them.
You don't buy it.
Yeah.
No, they've been playing us like that since the 90s.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. That was one of those intellectually stimulating.
Are you turning the page?
Anyway. Hillary Clinton, to go back to that for a second, also said the U.S. is going to meet with North Korea to finalize details of a package of 240,000 tons of food that they need. So this kid, who is Kim Jong Boyoung Bumba, what's his name?
Kim Young Jr., I think.
Kim Young Jr.
Yes.
Right. Young Byung is where the nuclear complex is. How silly we must sound to them, over all those listening in North Korea to this program, please.
We'll give you a swell prize.
Yeah.
call us
at 800-515-8255. I want to hear from you, and you can tell us what's really going on over there. Actually, I don't know, what do the North Koreans do to internet connections? You can hear this program all around the world at DougStephan.com. So.
If they don't block it, because certain countries block certain things.
Yeah, but in reality, we found out before, the Chinese have found out the hard way, you can't really block it. You can try, but you can't really block it. So I remember reading a dispatch from somebody that was in North Korea when Kim Jong, the father, died, and there were all these pictures of people who were just falling down. Oh, my God, he's dead! And crying and wailing in public. And you found out from the internet sources that there were behind the scenes, behind those pictures, there were soldiers with guns telling people that they had to show emotion for their pictures that went out to the rest of the world so people could see how much the... those who in Korea loved their leader. And in fact, they were all fake. Oh, he's dead! Oh!
A little photoshopping.
Yeah. There wasn't even photoshopping.
Life photoshopping.
All right. Anyway, here's the Costa Allegra. The Costa Concordia sister ship. Making its way toward the Seychelles Islands. Engine room blew up. Engine room fire.
This is making me not want to cruise, ever.
Well, I'm looking for some bargains.
Yeah.
There must be some bargains to be had. There are a lot of things going on. I think in the cruise world, there's so many people cruising from all over the world. You don't know who's been on that ship. You don't know what they have. Wasn't there an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease on one of the Disney ships?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay, so we're touching on the things that people are talking about. It's a good day program, 15 before the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty. But this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try a new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
This has been happening since the accident?
For Detective Britton, life changed in the blink of an eye.
Your mind created an entire reality. But your wife survived in one and your son in the other.
Tonight on NBC, the new series, Awake. Two dreams, one reality.
I close my eyes. I'm awake with my wife and I open them. I'm awake with my son.
Don't miss what critics are calling the most original show of 2012. Awake, the new series, premieres tonight on NBC.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn, 12 for the hour on the Good Day program for Thursday, the 1st of March, the day in 1803 when our friends in the Buckeye State became legit. Ohio became the 17th state to become a part of the United States of America. Why is the Buckeye State called the Buckeye State? 800-510-8255. We have at least half a dozen stations in the Buckeye State, so somebody there is certainly going to be able to figure out or know why the Buckeye State is called the Buckeye State. You got 60 seconds. 800-60-60, 60 seconds. I wish we had 60 stations there.
Would you like me to give the number?
510-8255. Why is the Buckeye State called same? It's beautiful Ohio. That's the state song. Remember that, Jennifer?
I have not,
beautiful,
no.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go back to Snooki for a second.
Okay.
Which of the Saturday Night Live performers frequently impersonates Snooki during the weekend update?
Gosh, I don't know.
You really don't know?
No, I'm stumped.
Really? Michael, you know?
No.
Really?
Huh. You got yourself a trivia question.
I guess I do.
Do you know?
800? Yes, I do know. 800-510-8255. Let's focus. We'll focus on Ohio first, but I think that's interesting. And then there were people yesterday talking about Eddie Murphy dating Toni Braxton.
Yeah, I heard about that.
What? She's a singer?
She is. She's a singer. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She also is famous for having this heart problem. And she had to, so she's a big spokesperson for heart health and things like that.
Is she okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember her biggest song?
Unbreak My Heart.
Yes.
Say You'll Love Me Again. Yeah. I used to love her. And I think that's good. He always dates hot female musicians.
On the phone talking about South Korea. The Buckeye State is called so because of the many buckeye trees in the state.
Oh.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
About 53 after the hour on Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, issues of the day, the events of the day. More, well, events seem to occupy us more and people in this hour than, you know, if we were to take apart structurally, like a sentence, you know, when you diagram a sentence, it's the subject, the predicate, all the verbs and adverbial phrases and adjectival phrases. You get to sort of the core of what a statement or a sentence might be. So with this program, it's the events of the day, the people of the day, the issues of the day. But I think more than not, we don't deal too much in this hour with issues as much as events and people. To wit, the discussion of North Korea before we get to our usual focus on technology. John wants to be heard as a comment about North Korea. So, John, help yourself. You are the star at the moment. Hi.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
The deal with North Korea
is
that in exchange for like 600 million tons of food.
240,000.
It's more than that, I think. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
They will shut down their nuclear program. But they're only giving the inspectors access to one of four or five places that they do this work.
Yeah.
So we're going to see one. We're not going to see what else they're doing. And this kid doesn't have the chutzpah to control the army. We're going to send them the food. It's not going to go to the 80% of children that are malnourished. It's going to go to the army. That's what's always happened before, and that's what's going to happen now.
So this is a big, you're very skeptical about this. This is a big fraud.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. So we ought not to do it. Should we bomb North Korea instead?
I wouldn't bomb them, but I wouldn't send them the food. I wouldn't get into a deal that's a waste of time. Let China feed them.
That's a good point.
The Chinese are feeding with our food anyway because the Chinese need our food. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing. Thanks, John. That's an interesting thing, a reality about what's going on in China. It's a tremendous drought that is affecting much of the farmland in China. And one of the reasons you're paying more for bread and for beef and for pretty much everything at the grocery store is because, like the cost of petroleum, this is a double-edged sword, and both edges of it are sharp. The essence of the costs that we're all paying for everything have to do with you buying all that stuff from China and making them the second largest economy in the world. You know that, right? All of you know that the reason we have trouble with China, because we are having trouble, they're wanting to buy food on the market, the commodities markets, prices going up on corn and wheat and beans and everything else that's traded, the same as oil. These are all commodities, even oranges. The reason the prices are going up is because the Chinese have now developed a culture and a standard of living that is 10 times better than what it was before. And so now we're having to deal with that here. The only reason that their economy is as good is because we're buying all the junk that they make. It's a very simple circle. And we have created it here. We have, speaking of creation, focus on the sort of things that are interesting in the world of data and technology. Shelley Palmer is here with a Facebook announcement right after this on Good Day.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you oil. No, we work to bring you deals. Like a Pennzoil conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, come to Advance Auto Parts now and register to win free gas for one whole year. Repeat after me. Free gas for a year. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit advanceautoparts.com/Pennzoil for program rules and to enter.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the Raspberry Pi Foundation just made its $35 computer available to the public. The bare-bones device was created to offer a low-cost method for more schools to teach computer programming. In other news, Sprint customers with an iPhone and unlimited data plans can now watch live TV on their phones. The free Sprint TV app lets you watch streaming and on-demand content from networks like ESPN, NBC, and CBS. Premium plans up to $10 a month give you access to even more channels. And finally, Facebook announced new plans to allow major brands to pay for premium ads. Companies can begin placing featured content in your newsfeed, news ticker, and logout screen. Facebook promises you should only see about one promoted ad per day. How do you feel about that? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Amanda Knox is going to write a book and get $4 million for it.
I think that's okay. That's fair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy to not buy it. 59 past the hour.
We all know.